As I lie awake in bed, thoughts of you are in my head, and it hurts me. Hurts me to think of what I've done to you so all selfishly.
Hello, welcome to the Discorder Radio Show, December 4th, 2012, the first show of the last month of this great year of 2012. It's Wade, normally along with CJ, the DJ, but he is busy making our website that much better for the Discorder magazine and CITR, your favorite radio station, 101.9. So the next half hour is going to be a lot less banter than normal. A lot more music. Let's start it off right now with Grimes. Number one album of the year on CITR Visions. This is Genesis, CITR 101.9, the Discorder Radio Show. CITR 101.9, Grimes from Visions, Genesis, the track. Yes, Grimes, what a great year she's had. And if you look on the back of the Discorder radio, look on the back of Discorder magazine, yes, you'll see a bit of an interview with myself and CJ, the Discorder radio show, but enough of the self-promotion. You also see on the very back page the CITR 101.9 charts, the top 100 of 2012. And yeah, there you have it, Grimes topping the chart with Visions, our best album there of 2012. And of course, CITR, we're always looking to welcome and help to harness new talent, especially new local talent. And tonight is a big night in Vancouver. It is the finals for Shindig, the big annual 13-week-long Battle of the Bands competition that takes place at the Railway Club. 27 bands in total have played on multiple nights for the last 13 weeks, and tonight it all comes down to the finals. I myself am very excited. I actually admittedly have never been, even though I've been talking about it now for the last, ever since I got involved with Discorder Radio, so for the last 8-9 months. So I'm very, very excited about tonight's show. We got three great bands that will be involved tonight, and those bands are Greenback High, Teapot Hill, and Praying for Greater Portland. So I think we're going to give each of these bands their fair share tonight to hype up the event, and we'll start it off. We'll just play the same order that they're actually playing tonight on stage. So the first band tonight is going to be Greenback High, and let's play a little something from them right now. This is Bombs Away, Greenback High. Starting off tonight at Shindig, and here they are live at CITR. Well, not live, but the song. I'm about to play it live on the radio for you. Bombs Away by Greenback High on CITR 101.9, the Discorder radio show. Bombs Away. We'll be right back.
gonna be alright. Did I tell you everything would come together? Did I tell you everything would come together? I'm so glad I found you. I'm so glad I moved to the city. I always knew we were gonna be together. Always knew we were gonna be together. Gonna be together.
CITR 119, there you go. That was Teapot Hill. They're playing second tonight as part of the big Shindig celebration down at the Railway Club. And the band we heard before that was Greenback High with a track called Bombs Away. Before we get to the last band playing tonight, just to let you know a little bit about what's at stake tonight at Shindig. We have, as usual, our favorite pop-in guest, Laurel B., editor-in-chief. How are we doing?
Oh, hi there.
Good. Look at your mic up great. A little bit.
Love a good pop-in.
Hold on. Oh, is that? Oh, you're on mic three. Hold on. Oh, I'm so used to hitting mic two, but it's a bit sad that vacant seat with CJ not here this week. So here we go. There you go. Mic three. I'll tell you now. Laurel?
Oh, hi there.
Oh, coming in loud and clear.
Oh, hey.
Very nice.
Nice to see you.
So you have the honor and the distinction and the privilege. What other words can we use to hype up your role tonight of being one of the judges? Is that correct?
I am indeed one of the Shindig judges tonight.
So what, aside from just being your wonderful self, what did you have to do to get on this judgy panel?
Well, I was told that going into it with a sense of naivety was a better thing. So, like yourself, this is my first Shindig that I'll have been down to. So,
there's a few of us, I think, tonight that are Shindig virgins that are going to be.
Yeah, pop in the chair tonight. It'll be great. Good fun. And what better way to start than on the big grand finale, I suppose. But I haven't listened to any of the bands yet. I know a little bit about some of them from some of the reviews we've run, but I was told that it was better going into it that way, so I'll see what happens.
Mm. And how many of the judges are there going to be?
I'm not sure. I think there's typically four or five people that judge. Yeah.
Are they all part of the CITR family or other industry people?
They pull people from all over the place, I think. Typically people who are in the industry in some form or another. So, yeah, some cool. CITR folks, some other people from bands, some people that like music, maybe some people who just really enjoy a good heckling. I guess we'll find out.
We will. And just in case you're wondering what's at stake and what these guys actually win. Laurel's got a big responsibility tonight because she's going to be part of the team of four or five that's going to be responsible for giving one of these three bands this following prize pack. You ready? This is what the winners get. Band Merch Canada prize package, a Scratch Records prize package, a two-page feature in CITR 119's very own Discorder magazine.
Discorder ding, magazine! Ding, 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 ding. The February edition. Watch for it.
Yeah. At 20 hours recording time from Hive Creative Labs.
That's amazing.
Huge. 2 hours of free labor, which is worth about 140 from Backland Musician Services.
I hear that's you that has to do that labor.
It's news to me. What else? A spot on a showcase with AMS Events. Automatic acceptance to Music Waste 2012. These two are pretty huge too. Showcase on CITR Thunderbird Radio Hell, and a showcase spot in Toronto at North by Northwest.
That's huge.
And my favorite one of all, is a big night out with Mint Records. What could that entail?
Nobody knows. Maybe it's best they just leave that one blank, or TBD, to be determined.
TBD.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be either Teapot Hill, Greenback High, or this band, Praying for Greater Portland. I like the sound of this track. It's called A Box of Sculpture Cocks.
Ooh.
So let's play this right now to round out our preview of tonight's shindig here on the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. You know what? My bad. I apologize. We were so jazzed in all these bands. We were mixing. We were doing a little bit of an unplanned mix of Teapot Hill and Praying for Greater Portland. So let's give Praying for Greater Portland the greater start that they deserve by starting this song on its own. Here we go. A Box of Sculpture Cocks. Praying for Greater Portland. CJ, see what happens when you're not here. Listen to the Discord Radio Show. CITR 101.9. 109 CITR. I don't know about you, Laurel, but I thought it was pretty damn awesome there.
Pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, it kind of just picked up. I'm glad we gave it the fair shake and started it over again.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing those guys live and in the flesh this evening.
Yes, that is Praying for Greater Portland, who will be playing last. Not necessarily saving the best for last, but...
the grand finale of the grand finale, you could say.
Yeah. And they are on, I believe they go on at 11:30. So it's going to be a late night tonight.
Ooh, what do you
so maybe if those listening now, they're planning on going, want to just take it easy for a little while, have a nice rest, just get ready for the chaos and craziness that will be Shindig 2013. And yeah, we heard they're Praying for Greater Portland, who are from Vancouver. All the bands are from Vancouver, actually. And funny enough, speaking of bands with a city name that are from a different city, why don't we talk about one of the bands that is featured this month, a band called Raleigh.
Raleigh, yes.
Or Raleigh, sorry, which are not from Raleigh, North Carolina, but they are from...
Calgary, indeed.
One of our favorite rival cities.
Everybody loves to hate Calgary, but they do have some good music coming out of there, especially these guys.
Yeah, what can you tell us about these guys?
Right, so Raleigh Trio from Calgary, who have one album under their belts right now, called New Times in Black and White. They're just finishing up their second album right now, which was recorded in Montreal at a place called Hotel 2 Tango. It's the same studio that Arcade Fire and Godspeed You Black Emperor have recorded before. So yeah, they're really making it work on the second one.
And what was the style that you're describing a certain name to their style?
As they say themselves, they don't want to be pigeonholed too much, but they've heard the term prog folk tossed around a little bit. So yeah, but nobody wants to be pegged into one category, but I'd say they're a little bit mellow sometimes. They're a little bit upbeat sometimes. Yes, folky, indie. They like cats, too. So I've seen cat been used as a genre a little bit lately, which is pretty funny. So,
well, they got a nice eclectic mix of tunes on this album, but we listened to a couple of songs off air. But I think we're going to play this one, which I guess would be less on the slow tip and more on the... bop your head along fun tip.
I do indeed want to bop my head along a little bit too.
All right, well, that's probably a good one to bop on out of here. We may get time for one more song, and if so, we'll come back with that. But in the meantime, this is Balloon Boy from Raleigh, from Vancouver. From Calgary, who's now going to be playing in Vancouver in the near future. That was the Vancouver segue.
Indeed.
I was hoping for, which it was an epic fail. Regardless, here is Balloon Boy from Raleigh on 109 CITR.
Hot dog boy in my balloon. Sandhill.